Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Brooke Lamp and Damon Clark. And we're going to start with you, Damon. You're with the Zion
Recovery Services. Yep.
Thank you. So, Damon, we want to talk about clean, and that's not cleaning houses.
That's right. We're not cleaning houses. One of the things we do over Zion is the prevention department. That's what really my goal is help to reduce substance use in Cass County with youth and adults. And it's been going very, very well. Atlantic's very on board, very collaborative. We have a lot of passionate people about making a change. And one of the most passionate people, I see, right? Persons I've ever met in my entire life.
Enthusiastic, supportive, and does good work.
Yes, very much so, is Brooke Lamp. And I'm going to give her a chance to talk a little bit about clean. And the reason I brought her in is because when I first met with her, I said, Brooke, I want to work on this project together. And I said, I want to have a coalition, a group of people that are all passionate about the same thing and reducing the risk in the substance use world. And when she first sat down, she's like, you know, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this. I don't know a lot about it. I don't know what's going on. I'm not familiar with that. When we had these conversations and she came back to me, she said, Damon, I see what you're talking about. I've done some research, and I'm going to let Brooke go ahead and talk about that and give you some insight from where it took off.
Okay. So, Brooke, give us a bit of your background.
I'm a school psychologist, and I have served Atlantic for approximately 10 years, preschool through fifth grade. And that was initially where I was a bit confused when Damon approached me, because I told him, I said, I work with the babies. I don't understand how substance abuse would be impactful for these young kids. But the more I educated myself and became aware of things, it's very impactful. And there's so much that we can do for prevention efforts at that young age. So it's been about 2 years going that we've been working on CLEAN, and CLEAN stands for Community Leadership Efforts Acting Now. We're in the process of creating a nonprofit status, so hopefully that paperwork will be completed soon. And we've been working, like I said, for approximately 2 years. We meet the second Tuesday of every month from 11:30 to 1 at City Hall. We've grown tremendously in 2 years. We have everywhere from the PD, sheriff's office, school leaders, hospital staff, religious entities, parent partners. Who else?
Yeah, and we have the 12 sectors that really the state wants you to put into play to say, hey, look, how impactful is this? How much of a need? And the group of people that come every month are coming on passion. I mean, our faith-based communities, our leadership, we have teachers in all different areas, different grade levels. I mean, it's just so many people on board, and it's very inspiring to see that. And as we become a nonprofit, it's going to allow us to open doors that we weren't able to at this time. So that should be, like Brooke said, here coming shortly. Hopefully, next month we hear back from our.
And that's quite a process that you have to go through, and
it
involves
is.
A little bit of money and all that kind of good thing. So. The people that I hear you both listing, I'm thinking, are there because they have some knowledge about what the substance abuse problem is? I mean, let's face it, every town has a challenge related to substance abuse.
Sure.
So the people that are coming know about that, and I'm guessing have relationships with people who have some of those challenges.
Yeah, it is actually a very eclectic group of people. We have people that have no idea what's going on in the community.
Well, that's good they're there then.
one of my most favorable members of CLEAN is Doc Leonard, Dr. Leonard. Everybody's familiar with him, and I love his attitude and his passion. And he says, you know, when I came to this meeting and started coming, I didn't know very much at all. He goes, now I'm coming every single time. He goes, I learned so much, and really how it impacts our youth in a way we never thought it does. Even to where, and this is more of Brooke's area, but how these kids are predisposed to drug and alcohol use and what that does to them, you know, academically and being able, you know, socially in all kinds of different areas.
Yeah. So saying research, mm-hmm. and saying how different kids might be impacted, and you know, how does that risk go up? I'm putting words in here I maybe shouldn't, but Brooke, tell us a bit about some of that research that says how some kids are more at risk.
One of the most pivotal research studies that's ever been completed is the ACEs study. And believe it or not, it was in 1995 through 1997 that this data was collected. So it's disheartening that we're just understanding it more and more now, because we could have done so much sooner. But ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. And this study basically said there were 10 factors that if children were exposed to, that it could impact their neurological development. So a lot of these children that are being exposed to things, their parents were exposed to these same situations perhaps, and they did not understand the impact that it did on them, so that they might be unfortunately exposing their children to these same situations.
And some of those situations are some of those kinds of things that happen not because we're not doing the right thing in our lives, but they happen.
Right, exactly. So epigenetics is another area of neuroscience that we're starting to learn, where our genetics can actually be changed based upon the environmental situations we're exposed to. This ACEs study was so powerful that they learned, you know, if you were a child, and I'm just making this up as an example, if you were a child exposed to, you know, verbal abuse between the ages of 12 and 14, you as an adult might have this specific language deficit. Things that we don't really think about, how the brain develops and matures and how these situations that are being imposed upon children might impact their longevity. Also that toxic stress that children and adults are exposed to and how that impacts the brain structure. So one of the most powerful things that I learned throughout this study when I learned about it a few years ago was, instead of asking people what's wrong with you, we should be asking them what happened to you. Why do you respond to these situations the way that you do? So it's really a more empathic way of understanding substance abuse and prevention, and educating adults that you have the ability to make the change if, you know, we can support you through this process.
So I've seen at least one presentation that talks about the ACEs and so on. And they asked each one of us to fill out a little survey. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the things on that survey, the list? I don't remember off the top of my head. I know that, as you say, verbal abuse was one of them, mm-hmm. but there was some other.
There's a few questions on there related. Have you to being around drugs or alcohol, physical abuse. There's 10 questions in it. I believe it's a score of 4 or higher.
Right.
Risk.
Yes.
For not just substance abuse, but many other, you know, less fulfilling lifestyles. And that's kind of like Brooke was talking about. It literally changes brain and the function in which you respond to things in life. So.
And that's sort of the incredible piece of information, I think, that came out of ACEs, that it's not just our current mental relationship with those kinds of things, but it actually changed the brain.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. It changes the chemicals in your brain of how you respond to situations. So it's pretty impactful when you stop and think about it.
And it took the researchers a while to have other people say, oh, yeah, this is good research. This is true research, because, you know, we do all kinds of research to come up with things that, mm-hmm. yeah. But this was over a long period of time with people who had worked with professionals.
Right.
Who had worked with people and finally, you know, asked the right questions, I guess.
Right. The research study, if I recall correctly, it was 17,000 white middle-class Americans. It was through an insurance company that they completed this research study. So, and they found that average person was about a 3 or 4 of ACEs. So when we stop to think about, you know, if white middle-class Americans are experiencing 4 out of 10 adverse childhood experiences, what are our lower class individuals experiencing?
Well, and living in cities, I shouldn't say just cities, because things happen all over. But yes, when we see what's on the news, you're going, okay, what's happening to those people, to those kids, when all of this stuff is going on around them? And that's what's on the news. That's not absolutely all the things we don't see.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think because we're in rural Iowa, it doesn't happen, or, you know, we kind of ignore that. And this CLEAN allows us to bring this to the platform. It brings us up to date with this education. It helps with those kids that are struggling. And like she said, instead of saying, you know, what is wrong with you? Why do you act that way? We can address and say, what happened to you and how can we help you? And that's really, again, when we talk about CLEAN and the community and the leadership, it's not always just say no to drugs and alcohol conversation. It is so much more. What impacts that teenager's decision to say yes or to say no? What we really look into that and break that down. And again, that's what, as Brooke was talking about, it's so important.
So, again, when does Clean meet, Brooke?
Clean will meet the second Tuesday of every month at 11:30 through 1 at City Hall.
Okay, and you gave an example, Damon, of anybody is welcome who might have a concern for people, for the community. You're welcome.
Yeah,
Come on in.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
We want to thank you very much, Damon Clark and Brooke Lamp, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. Things change. People change. Places change. And friends change. Change is inevitable. And sometimes it's good.
I like it.